Hi everyone, and welcome back to Jola Speaks. In all things, we always give thanks. It's something that I've been learning quite constantly, that whatever struggles, whatever tools, whatever highs, whatever lows, we always remember to give thanks. So this week, we're going to continue what we started last week as David ascends to the throne. And this week, we're going to be discussing more about the movement of the ark from where it was to the house of David and the different learnings from that particular experience with David and the Israelites. Before I start, in my usual fashion, just want to say a quick prayer and we would read the Bible and discuss afterwards. I would always encourage us to read the Bible as I do. I know my voice is very beautiful to hear, but then reading the Bible oneself would help one remember, you know, those verses, especially when we need them the most. So I start, Holy Spirit, thank you for using me as a vessel. Lord, I am always deeply honored to be used as a vessel for this particular purpose. Father, all of you, less of me, that you increase and I increase, that you increase and I decrease, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Open the hearts and minds of those listening to hear you as you speak through me today, Lord. Help me to deliver your message in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. So I'm reading from 2 Samuel 6, verses 1 to 8, and we will discuss afterwards. So I go. I read the NIV version, by the way. So the title of the chapter is The Ark Brought to Jerusalem. Now, there's a time where the Philistines stole the ark, but again, that's a different story for another day. But let's just focus on this one so I don't lose focus. So David again brought together all the able young men of Israel, 30,000. 30,000 men. Wow. He and all his men went to Bala in Judah to bring up from there the ark of God, which is called by the name of the Lord Almighty, who is enthroned between the cherubim of the ark, on the ark. They set the ark of God on a new cart and brought it from the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill. Uzzah and Ahio, sons of Abinadab, were guiding the new cart with the ark of God on it, and Ahio was walking in front of it. David and all Israel were celebrating with all their might before the Lord with castanets, harps, lyres, timbrels, sistrums, and cymbals. When they came to the threshing floor, the name of Nacon, Uzzah reached out and took hold of the ark of God because the oxen stumbled. The Lord's anger burned towards Uzzah because of his irreverent acts. Therefore, God struck him down and he died there beside the ark of God. Then David was very angry because the Lord's wrath had broken out against Uzzah. And to this day, the place is called Perez Uzzah. So I've titled this message, Remember to Ask. Remember to Ask. Consistently. And you know, when I read this particular thing, I was very puzzled as to why God had killed Uzzah, the son of Abinadab. And bear in mind that the ark of God was with Abinadab, so it was like, you know, the same ark that was in Uzzah's house, you know, he carried it mistakenly, he tried to hold it up so he doesn't fall down because the oxen stumbled, and then God's wrath struck him and he died. And you see, I write here that, you know, Uzzah was also genuinely helping, or was helping. I won't say genuinely, but he was helping to prevent the ark of God from falling down. I wondered, should he have let the ark of God fall down and probably, you know, live or not? And obviously all those thoughts kept coming to my mind, and for today's particular learnings, I will discuss a few points that I noted, and then tomorrow we'll continue. So today's point, right, I noticed a few things from the Bible. One, David did not inquire of the Lord how to transfer the ark from Judah to Bethlehem. Right, what he did was that he went there got a cart, you know, had the priest handle the ark as per the rules and of the laws. But I didn't see a place where David asked God, so how should I go? You know, when you look at the life of David, there are so many instances where David's going to war and he'll go and ask God, how should I go? Would I win the battle? Would you deliver the Philistines into my hands? Those questions were, and you see that, in fact, just before this particular scripture, it happened again where, you know, David and Israelites fought with the Philistines. And David asked God, how should I go? What should I do? And God gave him the right strategy for that time. And you will see that as you look at the various times David asked God, God gave him different strategies to fight the Philistines and whoever he was warring with. But this time he didn't ask. Right? He felt, okay, what it was the big deal? Just transfer the ark of God. But you see, that in itself was probably the biggest mistake. Right? Not asking God, okay, so how should I go about this? And you see that because he didn't ask, right, along the way, the oxen stumbled. Things started to happen, right? And before we knew it, Uzziah was dead. And you see, that reminded me quite critically of one thing that we have probably discussed in the last week a couple of times, which means step-by-step obedience from God. Step-by-step asking God, what should I do? How should I do it? Where should I go? How should I go? You see, a lot of times we think we can use yesterday's answer to our questions, to answer today's, you know, questions from God. We think, oh, God had told me to go and fight the Philistines like David, you know, David had done several times. But the actual strategy of fighting the Philistines and winning, God provided to David. So each time he went to fight the Philistines and he asked God, God gave him a new strategy of how to really fight the Philistines because God was warring with them. Each time was different. So which meant that if David decided to use what God told him the last time he fought the Philistines, he might not have won because that was not the right strategy for that particular battle. And in this instance, yes, he knew he had to carry the ark of God to Bethlehem because now he's now king of Israel. But asking how to do it was not that he didn't ask. And because he didn't ask, we see what happens. And you see, we stumble, right? So here we see the ark of God stumble along the way, and then it led to the death of Uzzah. How do we ask God in these situations? Do we remember to ask him on a consistent basis? Do we say, oh, well, you know, God has told me before. I've witnessed this situation before. So it's not a big deal. Just, you know, do what, you know, God told me last time. That answer, that strategy last time might not work for this time. So it's very important to constantly ask God, no matter how small the ask is. It is super important to ask God, God, how should I go? I.e., for David's case, how should I have carried this ark from Judah to Bethlehem? What should I do? Importantly, so that as you are going, even though it looks such a tiny request, we can see how important it was for David to have asked God that question because of what happened along the way. And so for me and you, do we ask God in the small and big things, or do we leave only the big things for God to answer? Do we say, you know what, God, I can handle the day today. Just give me the big strategy. God wants to be involved in every single step of the way. There's nothing too small to ask God, and nothing too big to ask God. Asking questions, no matter how flimsy you may think it may sound, no matter how ridiculous you think it may sound, just keep asking. Keep asking, because it will save us a lot of trouble, a lot of stumbling, or lessons to even learn that we don't actually need if we ask God. Right now we see David, you know, in fear, angry because of what happened along the way. Meanwhile, why did that happen? Because he didn't ask God in the very first place. So my ask to you and I is, we need to remember in our various journeys in life, no matter what area of life we are journeying with God, no matter what area of life we are journeying in life, let God continue to be the one we ask questions, we seek guidance from, and we seek clarity from. It is super important. it will help us avoid situations where we stumble along the way, where we think, this happened, it's a mistake, etc. Now, I'm not saying there are no challenges when you ask God. There are challenges, but those are the challenges that are required for our growth and to help our processes. But there's no point us going through challenges because we did not ask, because those are now unnecessary. Do you see? Or perhaps now God has used those challenges to now teach us, to remember to ask Him in the situations. So trust God, and as you continue to submit to His will, submit to Him. Asking, seeking clarity, guidance is super important. Let God give us the strategy that we need for whatever He's asking us to do. So that's it from me today. Thank you for listening to me today. God bless you. I pray that God gives us the strength and reminds us to ask at every single junction, every point of the way, no matter how small, no matter how big. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to me today, God, guys. God bless you, and I love you. I love you. Bye.